halacha base. This is going to be a much more substantial size halacha, and it's based on Torah Nun Aleph in the first part of Likutei Moran. This halacha was written during the first year after Rabbeinu Zal passed away. We'll see how we know this in a moment. Inyan Milas Avodim, again discussing the mitzvah of circumcising an Eved Knani. Al pi amaymar omer Rabbi Akiva, kishetagiu lavnei shayish tohor, al toimru mayim mayim. That chapter on Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Aleph, is based on a Gemara, where Rabbi Akiva said to his students went up to a very high spiritual level, and he said to them, when you get to a place where you're going to see these avnei shayish, these stones made of marble, and they're going to look like water, al toimru mayim mayim, don't say water, water, don't say that it's water. Shenemar, because there's a pasuk that says, doiver shkorim lo yikon leneged einai, that a person who speaks falsehood cannot appear before the eyes of Hashem, cannot be close to Hashem. That's a Gemara, which Rabbeinu Zal builds a whole deep, deep Torah in Likutei Moran on that. Ayin bedivrei Rabbeinu Zal, look over that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Nun Aleph, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi, may I be a Kaporah for Rabbeinu Zal's passing. The Halacha says that during the first year, when one's Rebbe or parent passes away, whenever you refer to the Rebbe or parent, you're supposed to say the words Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. Because during the first year is when the person is possibly being judged. We know that even Mishpat Rishoim Begehenim is 11 months. So during that first year, when a person refers to parent or Rebbe, they use these words Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. So Rav Nosson Zal says, Kol Maimar Azeh Bayer Heitev. Look over that chapter on Likutei Moran very, very well. V'haklal, to summarize the major concept that Rabbeinu Zal begins with over there, Ki im roitzim sheyiyeh achar habriya kemoy koidem habriya. If a person wants to make it that what exists after Hashem created should be on the same level, should have the same holiness and purity and goodness that was before creation, when there was only Hashem, Sheyihiyu Av Uben Kachodo, meaning that the Father and the Son should be like one. We talk about the Father and Son in this context. The Father refers to Hashem. The Son is a product of the Father, just like the creation was a product of Hashem. Hashem produced the world. Hashem created the world. So the Bria is referred to as Ben in this context. So if we want that after the Bria and before the Bria should be the same, that Father and Son should be like one, Sheyeh Kuloy Echad, that it should be all oneness, Kuloy Toiv, all good, Tzorech Lizoher Misheker. We have to be very, very careful to avoid lying, lies, falsehood. Ki al yedei emes hashgochas Hashem yisborach aleinu, because through truth we draw the hashgocha of Hashem upon us, the strong, close eye of Hashem upon us. Vazai kulo yechod. And when a person is very well connected to the hashgocha of Hashem, then it's all oneness. Then there isn't any good and bad. It's all one. Kal yidei hashgachos yasborach nichlal achar abriya bebechinas koidem abriya. Because when the hashgacha of Hashem is strong and powerful, then after the creation becomes plugged in perfectly well to before creation. Bechinas av uben kachod, father and son are like one. Whereas when a person lies or when a person is involved in falsehood, the person removes and distances the hashgacha of Hashem. As the pasuk says, ki doiver shkorim lo yikon leneged einai. The pasuk says, a person who speaks falseness will not appear before my eyes. I don't want to look at that person, Hashem says. I remove my hashgacha from that person. Ki Emes Hu Echod. Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in that chapter in Likutei Moharan that truth is synonymous with one. Because when I want to say the truth about something, if I'm holding this cup, I want to say the truth about it, I say it's a cup. If I want to say false about it, I can say it's a giraffe, it's an orange, I can say 100 things about it. So emes is associated with echod, sheker is associated with rabim, multitude, many. Aval sheker hu rochok me'echod, whereas falseness is far from oneness. Bechinas, as the pasuk says about the goyim, about the nations of the world, bikshu cheshbonos rabim, they seek many. This concept of many versus one. We speak about Hashem. Hashem is referred to as Hashem Echod, the one Hashem. When we speak about idols that the other nations are associated with, we use the term Elohim Acherim, plural. Ve'ikra chizas hasheker shehu hora shehu hatumo hu machmas richuk me'echod. The main power of falseness, which is associated with evil and impurity, comes from distance from one. The more you move away from the oneness, the more there's a potential for impurity, for falseness, etc. Ki tekev achar habriya, tekev hischil b'chinas shnayim. Because immediately, right after Hashem created, there was suddenly two. There was Hashem and the creation, and the bria. Dahinu habriya, the koidam abriya, umishom hishtalshelus hasheker shehuara, and that's what made it possible for there to evolve falseness, which is evil. When there was only Hashem, when there was only Echod, there was no possibility of evil. There was no possibility of sheker. The minute there was two, Hashem and something else, that's when it became possible, and that's why we find throughout the Torah, the world that we exist in is called Olam HaSheker. Aval Koidem Abriya, Hoya Kuloi Toiv, Kuloi Koidesh. Whereas before Hashem went ahead and created, there was only goodness, there was only holy. Aval Shem Taro, Loi Hoya Shayach Loimer. However, the term tahara, purity, did not apply, had no application at that time when there was oneness. Because Rabbeinu Zal shows over there, as Rabbi Nosson Zal says here, v'ikar hatahara maschil achar habriya. The term purity only came into existence after Hashem created. Ki hatahara meramezes sheyesh tumah. Because the term purity goes together with impurity. Purity is where there's a potential for impurity. Vehu sitra de Levi, the smaller. That's associated with Shevet Levi, the left side. Shemishom mishtalshel achizas hasidra achra, shehu hasheker. It's from there that there spirals down. It can evolve into the sitra achra, the other side. Because Levi is still within the framework of Kiddusha, holiness. But when that left side is extended out further, it can evolve into Sitra Achra, which is falseness. And therefore, once there was a creation, once there was good and bad, once there was two, then there becomes a concept of purity and impurity. Ki ikar hishtalshelus achizas hatuma hu mebechinas hatahara, because the whole evolving of the ability of tuma to latch on comes from tahara, comes from purity. Bechinas v'tiharto es b'nei Levi, as the pasuk says, you will purify Shevet Levi. Ayin shom kol inyan azeh. Rav Nosson Zal says, look over that chapter in the Likutei Moharan, Torah Nun Aleph, especially the beginning, the first half of it. Ki omoik me'oid me'oid. Because it is very, very deep. Rav Nosanzal does not use this wording, you know, regularly. If he's saying this, he's saying that Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Kutiran, opened up. He went into a very deep topic, discussing, comparing before creation to after creation, and showing us how the whole concept of Tumah and Tahara evolved. How the whole concept of Tumah and Tahara had no possibility. It was non-existent before creation. When there was only Hashem, the terms Tumah and Tahara did not apply. It's only once you had two, once you came into a concept of two, that's when Tumah and Tahara can apply. And Rabbeinu Zal discusses it there based on Psukim, Gemaras, Zohar HaKadosh, etc. Rabbeinu Zal has a broad discussion on this over there. For now, we're accepting the principles that he mentions here. For more detail, for more insight, look it up over there in Likutei Moran.